6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, lawyers and billionaires, tonight, in a no-holds-barred rooftop rumble under the cover of night, we bring you a battle for the ages. The city sleeps uneasy, its alleys trembling in the shadows, but two figures rise above it all, cloaked in vengeance, fist clenched tight, and justice etched into their very souls. On one side, the devil of Hell's Kitchen, the blind brawler with batons of fury, a man who hears your heartbeat lie before your lips can move. Across the city on a rooftop, descending in silence like a whisper of fear, the Dark Knight himself with billion-dollar tech, League of Shadows training, the iconic growl that says, "I'm not wearing hockey pads." The fog rolls in, the fists come out, two warriors enter the night, each convinced that they are the justice this city needs. But tonight, only one can leave the shadows standing. It's Daredevil versus Batman. Who would win? Hello and welcome to Who Would Win Masters. I am Sam Proof on all the socials, and today we're presenting an epic battle that has been talked about for years and years. It is not only then Batman versus Daredevil, two brawlers, two humans at the peak of their performance going toe-to-toe. Let me introduce you to our guest. You know him as the voice of Green Lantern in the Mortalverse audio drama, longtime judge of the Who Would Win show, host of the Delvin Cox Experience, the greatest interview podcast of 2025. I'm talking about the peanut butter to your jelly, the one and only Delvin Cox. How you doing, Delvin?
Great to be back in the building. It's great to be back on Who Would Win. New format, new show, new host. We're back in the building, baby. I'm excited for everybody to get back in and listen to the show again. Let's go.
Right on. What are you up to these days? What's new and different? Anything?
Working on the Mortalverse still. That's still my thing, Green Lantern. Working on the Delvin Cox Experience. New episodes coming out every week. You definitely should check that out. A lot of things I'm working on. PSVG, play some video games. I'm one of the main hosts on a multitude of shows on there. So just check all those things. Just type in PSVG on your podcast app and you'll see me on 1,000 episodes. Just do that.
Awesome, awesome. All right, Delvin, you are repping Daredevil today. You're not just any Daredevil. You are doing TV's Netflix version of Daredevil. What made you choose this character?
Oh, because I love this show. When this show first came out, I think it was revolutionary for comic book TV shows, things like that. When this show came out, I was like, this show and season one of The Flash are the two best comic book adaptations I've ever seen. One of them stayed being that to me, and the other one, well, it was The Flash.
Right on.
But nevertheless, I certainly love this show. I think this is a great character in general, and I think this is a great matchup between two stellar characters. I think this is the definitive version of Daredevil in terms of TV and movies and things like that, and I think he is facing a definitive version of Batman, for movies at least.
Cool. All right. Well, let's get to the tail of the tape for both combatants today. Daredevil debuted in Marvel's Daredevil number 1 in 1964, created by Stan Lee and Bill Everett. The Netflix series debuted in 2015, starring Charlie Cox as the blind vigilante of Hell's Kitchen. Batman first appeared in Detective Comics number 27, 1939, created by Bob Kane and Bill Finger. Christian Bale first donned the cowl for the Dark Knight trilogy in 2005 by Christopher Nolan. Now that we've established the basics for each character, let's introduce you to your opponent for this debate. I am obligated to say that he is the all-time champion of the Who Would Win show history, as well as the pinnacle of peak humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Ray Stekanis. Ray,
wow,
how you doing?
I have never been introduced so well before. I really feel impressed with every fiber of my being. Thank you, Mr. Samproof. I hear I'm here to debate somebody I've just met, Delvin Cox.
I don't think that's true.
Great to be back. Good to see you again.
Good.
Things are great. We got the new Who Would Win Masters show, and I've been thinking to myself for a long time on the Who Would Win show. It's one thing to, you know, challenge the same person week after week and have guests come on and then mess up decisions and decide against me. Well, maybe it's time for a little payback. Maybe it's time to see if these judges could actually pass the muster of doing a debate themselves. So we have handpicked some of the top judges of Who Would Win show history, and we're going to bring them in and let them challenge, let's face it, the master. Who Would Win Masters is only talking about me, ladies and gentlemen. It's not talking about any of our guests, and that's fine by me. Delvin Cox, we will put the gauntlet down, and we will see how you respond.
Ray, is your strategy today to overwhelm your opponent with shock and awe via that shirt?
My strategy, first off, this is a wonderful G.I. Joe shirt. You know, they are a real American hero. You got Cobra Commander over here. Very delightful. I like to dress up for the occasion on Who Would Win Masters. I'm glad to see you're both in t-shirts. What I'm trying to say right now is I plan to win the same way I win every other time. With gumption and
my
facts.
Shirt has Sting on it, so I automatically win.
Now, is that the singer or the wrestler?
The man they call Sting. The wrestler, okay. Of course.
Yeah, Steve Borden. There we go. Yeah. Gotta love go. It.
All right, now, Ray, you are representing Batman. Why this
that
version?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Well, you know, as is the case on Who Would Win Masters, we always let our guest debater decide for themselves who they want to rep on the show. I don't want to force somebody into a character that they're not comfortable with, that they're not familiar with, that they don't have passion for. So I was thinking to myself, who is a good opponent for TV's Daredevil? And I'm assuming Delvin's going to include part of the Disney series as well. I have to assume that. It's not like you haven't been watching. But immediately it was just like Daredevil, Batman, it's right there. Movie version, the Christian Bale, Dark Knight trilogy, Batman. Is an obvious choice to face off against him. And you know what? This is one of the first, if not the first episode. I don't know. We're recording a bunch of these. We'll see what order they shake out in. We want to bring the hits to start, man. We're not going to start with, you know, Solomon Grundy versus the Paste Pot Pete. You know, that's just not the direction we're going to start this show. We might get there eventually, but we're not going to start that way.
I'm super excited because this is a Showdown September match. Not in September. This is right. Two titans of movie and TV just going against each other. And this is going to be really awesome to even have this battle. And this is the first episode. This is a heck of a first episode to start with.
If it's yeah, second, I mean,
it's still a heck of a second episode.
Yeah, I think third. It's an interesting matchup because we're talking, these are just humans. They're not supers. You know, there's no powers happening. It's all skill and technology. And that's what we're going to see face off here. Here are the rules of Who Would Win Masters in 1 minute. There will be 3 timed rounds with counterpoints allowed. 2, characters will have no prior knowledge of their opponent and no outside interference will be allowed. 3, keep the character in character. Outliers and crossovers will be given less weight. 4, battle can be won by death, knockout, battlefield removal, or incapacitation. And 5, after the battle, I will give my unofficial opinion as to who wins and why. However, I am just one voice in this. It will be up to all of you on our social media and our Patreon to make your voices heard as to who won. All right, Delvin, you are the challenger and you will go first. We have 3 minutes on the clock. starting now.
Let's get right to it. I don't want to delve too much into the backstory of Daredevil because people know Daredevil's backstory. He says a similar tragic backstory in his comic book version, including the loss of his father and training on the stick with his master to master his abilities. Instead, I want to focus on how this version of Daredevil is perfectly equipped to defeat Batman. While both of them have similar combat training, you know, Batman was trained by Ra's al Ghul and the League of Assassins, and Daredevil was trained by Stick and his father at some point. Their fighting styles are vastly different. Batman, if you watch the movie, especially in The Dark Knight Rises, he relies heavily on powerful punches and his armor to kind of absorb the damage. You can see that notably in the Bane Batman fights. But, you know, his punches are a lot more slower. In contrast, Daredevil's combat is a lot more fluid, precise, and aggressive. He incorporates his boxing training from his father, along with the martial arts skills he learned from Stick. So he's doing a lot of kicks, jumps, dodges, things like that. He's a lot more fluid than Batman when it comes to combat. The original Daredevil suit was created by Melvin Potter, because I don't know if people know this. And as the show started, Daredevil didn't have his suit on. He was just wore like this kind of black outfit on. But after his first encounter with the Kingpin and found out the Kingpin had Kevlar armor in his suit that kind of gave him the advantage in the battle, Daredevil went to Potter to enhance his suit in a similar way. So after numerous battles with the Hand and most notably the Punisher, who kind of shot his helmet and damaged it, Potter enhanced the suit to the point where it's nearly indestructible. An example of this is the Defenders TV show, in which a building fell on Matt. He survived only due to the suit. Additionally, Potter crafted his billy club, which compares not only similar to the suit's features, but also allows for superior aerial maneuverability compared to Batman's grappling gun. So Daredevil can move around with this billy club. Daredevil can move around with the billy club and combat with it as well. So that's one of the big things he has to him. Due to the incident that caused his blindness, Daredevil's other senses are also heightened, including his ability of echolocation. This enhanced sensory perception enables him to hear things and anticipate attacks that would be impossible for a normal person. As a result, Batman's batarangs and other thrown weapons won't grant him much of an advantage because Daredevil can see it and he can stop it before he
30 seconds remaining.
Furthermore, one of Batman's key strategies using darkness and shadows won't be effective to somebody who's already blind. And last but not least, with the advanced suit that Daredevil currently has, and without any prior knowledge of his abilities, these factors will greatly impact the outcome of a fight between him and Batman. And that is my point number one.
All right. Interesting stuff. Ray, it is time for your point number one. 3 minutes on the clock. Starting now.
You know, Batman is a fantastic fighter. You know, I think we give Daredevil a lot of credit for being a great fighter, and correctly so. But lest we forget, yes, Daredevil was trained by Stick, and he was trained by the Hand. But Batman in the movie was trained by the League of Assassins and Ra's al Ghul. And I'm going to say right now, if Stick fought Ra's al Ghul, I'm going with Liam Neeson's on this one, right? I do respect Stick as a fighter, but he's well past his prime and over the hill, whereas Ra's al Ghul is an immortal. So that's really not possible for him to get to. So I argue that the training, while similar, was definitely better for the Dark Knight Batman. He was also trained in jiu-jitsu, ninjutsu, like 12 other different martial arts. And it does make a difference because he mixes and matches very, very well. Let's not forget that Daredevil is, you know, a boxer and a grappler first. And I just think that, again, while trained well, Batman's just trained that much better. Both really excel at fighting multiple opponents at the same time. I would argue that Batman's ninjas are a little bit rougher to fight against in that first movie than a lot of the thugs and general criminals that Daredevil fought, you know, in the hallway scene or what have you there. I would argue, though, that Batman's even better when he only has to focus on one person. When he only has to focus on one person, he can use his entire arsenal at that point because he's not worried about, is somebody going to hit me from behind during this fight? And I think Batman could definitely match up with Daredevil, who has superhuman reflexes, and because Batman moves fast and he moves decisively. I see Daredevil grappling and messing around with a lot of guys he's fighting with, whereas in the movies, Batman is backfisting criminals in the face and knocking them unconscious because he doesn't want to deal with them. So I think that decisive type of fighting really sets him up. Now, durability-wise, Scarecrow set Batman on fire and Batman had to dive multiple stories out a window, smashing on top of a car, and he was able to walk away safely from that. He gets hit. He gets stabbed, but he has great endurance to keep fighting no matter what. Lest we forget, the Joker attacked him with multiple dogs and a baseball bat repeatedly, and Batman got his stuff back together and booted Joker across the room. And finally, the strength. This is crazy. He tends to hit people in a way Batman does that they don't choose to get back up again. He breaks off sections of walls with missed punches. I mean, one time he knocked out a thug wearing a motorcycle helmet by just punching him square in the face. You remember the NFL games and they say, don't punch the linebacker. He's wearing a helmet. Well, Batman could punch that linebacker and knock him out anyway. Let's not forget, he also pulled Ra's al Ghul up a cliff with one arm in that first movie. And finally, there's a video game tie-in that I hear apparently is canon. And he landed from high distance on top of a car with such force that he sent shockwaves that knocked multiple people over.
All right, Delvin, you have 1 minute for Counterpoint, starting now.
Let me just say this. The Ra's al Ghul thing is the title. He isn't necessarily immortal. It's passed on from generation to generation, so that I'll just take that out of the equation right now. Also, furthermore, Batman's, most of his combat is punches. Like, if you watch the movies, I noticed this because I watched all the fight scenes in the movie to prepare for this. Most of his combat is just strong punches, left hooks, right hooks. He says he's been trained in martial arts, but based on these movies, you don't see it that much, especially as the movies progress. You kind of just see him getting in this mode of, I'm just going to do one punch here, one punch there, back punch, back punch, back punch. And I think when it comes to Daredevil, you have to become a little bit more than just those punches to get your point across.
All right, that is our first round. I think there was a lot of interesting points made. Obviously, the training of both combatants, the skill levels. I think the Kevlar armor for Daredevil, that's key point. I forgot what his suit was made of, to be, you know, frankly honest. And the Billy Club, interesting points there. It was a good point that obviously Daredevil being a blind hero pulls away that sort of darkness and shadows move that that Batman has with a normal opponent. On the Batman side, on Ray's side, you know, obviously the strength is a big sort of delineator there. It's a big difference being able to one punch knock out someone. I think all he has to do is land that one punch and maybe we're good. Who knows? I was intrigued by the martial arts disqualification for Batman, if you will. And I want to see examples of maybe, you know, where that actually does come in, how that is working. I do think we see a lot of tech, we see a lot of punches, but I guess we'll find that out coming up after this break.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's FORHERS.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
All right, and we're back. Delvin, it is time for your point number two. We will put 3 minutes on the clock, and your time starts now.
All right, let's get to my point number two, because I know I'm dealing with a legend in this game when it comes to racist Canis, and he doesn't pull any punches, he doesn't hold back. So let's get into the actual combat between Daredevil and Batman in their respective universes. Because Daredevil has faced foes such as Bullseye, Kingpin, the Hand, the Punisher, Iron Fist, Stick, Noble, Muse, as many more formidable opponents as well. Listing all these opponents are important because all of Matt's enemies are experts in combat, whether it's military experience or extensive martial arts training. On the contrast, in the Nolanverse, Batman has faced Ra's al Ghul, who I think is an expert in combat. I will not take that away from him at all, but he's also a little older. On the other side, he's also faced Scarecrow, who has little to no fighting experience. The Joker, who's kind of like a street fighter, he doesn't compare to any of the other fighters in terms of like Nobu or somebody like that. He's kind of just like this master manipulator, kind of wacky kind of guy. Then there's Bane, who absolutely dominated Batman in their first encounter, leaving him paralyzed and trapped underground as he took Gotham over. Daredevil, on the other hand, has achieved multiple victories over Kingpin, including one instance where he fought both Kingpin and Bullseye simultaneously. While Bullseye was throwing weapons at him, because one thing about Bullseye is Bullseye does not miss. So he's throwing weapons in his armor and it's stabbing him and stuff, and Daredevil continues to fight on. And one interesting thing about this is, in Daredevil Born Again, the Kingpin actually admits that he fears Daredevil. Like, the whole purpose of him in his role in that show is that he does not want to go back to crime. He wants to become the mayor and make sure he does not have to face Daredevil again, because Daredevil is that much of a threat to him. Furthermore, when Daredevil defeated Nobu, a trained hand assassin, while not in his suit, and Nobu had a double-edged weapon, which I can't even pronounce the name, so I'm not even going to try it. But also, some of Daredevil's battles were very notorious. The main one I'm thinking about is the vicious battle he had with Bullseye in episode 1 of Born Again, where Bullseye ambushes Daredevil and his friends and allies in a brutal confrontation where Matt and Bullseye are fighting all over this restaurant. And Matt is kicking Bullseye's butt, but also
30 seconds remaining.
While this is going. Daredevil is still kicking butt and preventing Bullseye from murdering people. He also faced the villain named Muse, who is a serial killer martial artist background, and the first time he defeated him in combat as soon as they faced. There's too many people to name that Daredevil faced, but I would just end it like this. Daredevil usually wins most of his battles on the first go-round.
All right, Ray, time for your point number two. 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
Okay, 3 minutes on the clock. First off, very famously, Daredevil got his butt kicked by Bullseye. He got his butt kicked multiple times by the Kingpin. I don't think the Kingpin fears him. I just think the Kingpin doesn't want to deal with him because he's a nuisance in his world to the point where he'd become the mayor of the city. Spoiler alert, but you should have seen it by now. I want to focus my point number two, however, on the cool gadgets and gear, because this is where Batman, I think at point one, they're pretty close. But in point number two, what are we talking about? Because Batman has he's a billionaire. So he's got way better Wayne tech from Lucius Fox. Anyway, that guy. And he's got all this great tech that he's made for him with a $1 billion budget. Meanwhile, Daredevil's rolling around with a couple of sticks that he's throwing at people. Not even close as far as tech and gear goes. Batman has the Batarang, which is very, very sharp. They're essentially like ninja stars. He casually throws one and then sticks it into a metal beam in the wall in the movie. So either he is incomprehensibly strong, or they are extremely sharp, or maybe a little bit of both. Lest we also forget, Batman has a grappling hook, which besides the fact that he can use it to disarm people, take their weapons away. Not that Daredevil's sticks are going to be in his hands for very long anyway, But if he tried to do something, Batman could wrap that grappling hook, pull him out, take him out, but also use it for mobility and shoot himself up to higher ground to figure out his next move. Maybe use some of his tracking tech, maybe fire off something at him, you know, some sort of smoke bomb or what have you, because he uses low-level explosives all the time in the Dark Knight trilogy. And unbeknownst to Bruce Wayne, indirectly using low-level explosions against Daredevil is under the radar or under the sonar, one of the great ways that you could defeat him. Because if there are constant explosions and loud noises happening all around the battlefield, that echolocation's not going to work. So what happens when Batman throws effectively a flashbang or a stun bomb and then immediately follows that with an attack? Daredevil will be helpless. Finally, the Batsuit. His armor is made of a Kevlar bi-weave that can stop a knife from penetrating it. Batman's mask is electrified if you try to touch it. He has arm hooks on his greaves that can catch and break weapons, including Ra's al Ghul's sword. His armor can absorb electricity, and he has gloves that enhance his strength. He once grabbed a gun barrel and then straight up bent it and bent it. What happens when he grabs Daredevil's wrist and breaks it? Daredevil is in for a world of hurt. In short, Batman has the tech to mirror everything Daredevil does with his superpowers, and he doesn't even need to drop his credit card to do it.
All right, Delvin, you have 1 minute for a counterpoint. 1 minute on the clock, starting now.
Let me just say this. Batman's not going to get a chance to put out any of those weapons that he can, because Daredevil's echolocation is going to stop him from throwing batarangs and things like that. It's shown multiple times on the show where Daredevil stops people from doing attacks even before they even think about going. His reaction time's too fast. On top of that, when it comes to things like explosions and stuff like that, Daredevil's his echolocation is so well done. He's heard gunshots by him. He's ignored those things. He knows how to center in and hone in on things. And I think basically that most of these attacks that Batman comes forth with won't affect Daredevil and just won't be able to deal with it.
All right. I think some really interesting points made, Delvin, on the Daredevil side. You know, some really good example matchups of Bullseye and Kingpin, especially Punisher, I think are all really poignant here. I think on the Batman side, glad to see that, you know, while Bruce Wayne does have the ability to eventually take his time to make any kind of equipment, I'm glad you stuck with sort of the default tech that is on the bat suit and all of that, because I think in this particular situation, he doesn't have the time to run off and make something. So, you know, being able to see how the enhancement on his own strength can be made, and yeah, maybe the flashbangs, maybe the stun bombs, grappling hook and all of that, if he can land it without Daredevil's amazing reaction time coming through. You know, I think those are all good points. We'll have to see how it all plays out in round three coming up next.
Some matches are temporary, but your privacy shouldn't be. With Line 2, you get a second phone line just for dating. No need to share your personal number until you're ready. You can chat, text, and even block numbers, all while keeping things fun and private. It's perfect for online dating, blind dates, or just keeping things light. When you're ready to move on, Line 2 lets you cut ties without any drama. Dating should be fun and carefree. Line 2 keeps it that way. Ready to date on your terms? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.
All right, welcome to the final round. Delvin, your last point. 3 minutes on the clock. Starting now.
And this is my final point. I think this is the most critical, and I think this is something I've been holding back on until this point right here. And the fact of the matter is, this Batman doesn't have it anymore. We got to see his whole story from start to end. And one of the things that were brought up in The Dark Knight Rises is that Bruce Wayne is a former shell of himself. His body, from all the years of combat, has taken a severe toll. He has no cartilage in his knee. And due to the countless impacts of war with the battle with the Joker, Ra's al Ghul, he was easy for the pickings for Bane, to say the least. And that's why Bane was able to take him out so easily, because he was just worn down and battered, bruised and battered. And, you know, from scar tissue, kidney damage, and everything from that. And in a stark contrast, by the time of Daredevil Born Again, Daredevil was like at the pinnacle of his combat prowess. He ends up stopping fighting again after a tragedy happens to him, comes back, face the Muse, and he's better than ever. He's still fighting. He's still at the ferocity that he's always been at. He's still the same Daredevil, whereas Batman took the time off, and he could not take down Bane. And even when he fought back Bane the second time, he barely won that fight to the point where when they fought again, he had to be saved by Catwoman. Furthermore, let's just call a spade a spade. In Daredevil's universe, superpowered foes exist. You know, Daredevil's fighting against people like Madame Gal, who has superpowers, who kind of has this kind of force push. A resurrected Nobu, who's an inhuman kind of character. Even he fought against She-Hulk. He fought a hawk and survived. That says it all right there. Who he demonstrated his remarkable agility by dodging most of her attacks. The only attack that actually affected him was her thunderclap. And even that so, he kind of brushed it off after initial shock of it. So I think this. Imagine a battle between Batman and Daredevil. I imagine Batman initiating the counter as he typically does, launching powerful swings and forceful punches, trying to knock out Daredevil. But Daredevil, because of his boxing training and his agile defense, is blocking these attacks off, hitting them with rapid kicks and punches because, frankly speaking, Daredevil is faster, younger, and more agile than this version of Batman. Batman is an older, kind of washed version. So Matt is seamlessly countering all his martial art techniques, and he's too fast for Batman to effectively counter. As Batman tries to go to his tricks, like his batarangs, things like that, Daredevil's going to either block those off with his baton, or he's going to just straight up move from them, because he's that apple. If he even gets hit with one of them, his suit is powerful enough to
30 seconds remaining.
Take that blow. And in terms, and you know, Batman, recognizing that he must adapt, tries to go to the tactical advantage by going to the darkness. But unfortunately for him, much like with Bane, this is where Daredevil thrives in. Daredevil's going to use his same heightened power and senses, rendering Batman's efforts ineffective as the battle ensues with a relentless onslaught from Daredevil, striking unyielding. And I think this battle ends up with Daredevil knocking him out and winning the battle.
All right, good stuff. Ray, your final point, 3 minutes on the clock, starting now.
Yeah, we're going to talk about, well, first of all, I got to talk about some of the pushback of some of the things. You say that this is the washed version of Batman, and how dare you, sir? How dare you disrespect Bruce Wayne like that? Now, the first two movies, Batman is, I believe, 30 and 31 years old, and then there's a time jump for the third one where he's like 38. And having been 38 at one point, I can tell you, yes, it was time to quit wrestling, because there's a point when your body just gives out. But we're looking at the overarching semblance of what this character is. We're not talking about Bruce Wayne in a cafe at the end of Dark Knight Rises versus peak of his prime Daredevil. No, this is an amalgam of all of what the character is sort of in their prime for both of them. So don't let that Delvin Cox point fool you even a little bit. But let's talk about some of the opponents, because we have League of Shadows versus The Hand. I think that's a bit of a push. Honestly, those are two ninja organizations that are basically the same thing. Now we got Kingpin and Bullseye versus Ra's al Ghul and Bane. I'm sorry, that's a win for Batman. I think in this world, Ra's al Ghul and Bullseye fight really, really well against each other, maybe to a draw. But Kingpin, as powerful as he is, and as much as he can dominate Daredevil if he gets his hands on him, does not match up against this Bane. I'm sorry, this Bane, for one, beat Batman, which in itself to me is a huge feat, even if Batman was, as Delvin Cox would say, washed in their first fight. This is a win for Batman in considerable opponents. I disagree with you completely. In fact, according to Christopher Nolan himself, when making this movie, what made Bane so great in the third movie isn't that he was so much more powerful than Batman. It's that he was a physical equal to Batman. So as powerful and strong as you think Bane is, the maker of that movie said, I just want him to be equal to Batman in terms of strength. Remember that later on in that movie, there's a moment where Batman actually overpowers Bane. Yeah. And we all seem to forget that. So yes, Bane is great, but Batman is that much better. Batman outsmarted Ra's al Ghul in a test when he had cut some of the other assassins' arms to Matt to blend in and then snuck in behind him. That's pretty good. Often on the battlefield, Batman has to heal himself. I don't see Daredevil doing a lot of practical healing during a battle. After the battle, he's got to go back home and sew himself up, sure. But let's talk about the one thing we haven't, because it's got to get on the record. The Batmobile. The Bat Cycle, the flying aircraft known as the Bat. Hello. He has vehicles. Daredevil's not doing anything to him if he gets inside his bat flying machine or his bat mobile. He's going to be gunning him down with rubber bullets, and he's going to be dropping him over and over again. All Batman has to do is make his way to the car, and Daredevil will have no answers but to run away.
All right. That's a strong argument. And Delvin, you have 1 minute for counterpoint. Starting now.
It's nowhere the heck. Daredevil was letting Batman get to a vehicle during a fight. You think he's going to open the door for me? Go ahead. Get in your car. Go ahead. Go for it. Let's see what you got. That's not happening. And also, one more thing I need to add to this that's very important. Bane has no superpowers. This is the regular guy who trained a lot. So let's take that out of the equation. Kingpin would whoop this guy easily. Bane is not nowhere near as powerful as Kingpin. Kingpin took off a guy's head with a door. No matches.
All right, Ray, finally as the champion, the final word is yours. No timer needed. You have 2 minutes or so.
Yeah, I just want to bring this home and just really talk about where these two characters are the same. And breaking it down, they are very, very similar, quite honestly. It was much more shocking and much closer than I thought it was going to be. But then when we start talking about the differences, I'm just going to recap some of the stuff I said, because I think it is important to keep in mind, right? These are both very, very highly skilled individuals. Now, Daredevil does have that sort of spidey sense about him with the extra healing and stuff. But Batman, with his suit, has a lot of the same enhanced hearing. He could hear conversations through walls that were happening like in the other side of the building if he wanted to. So all of the things that Daredevil does naturally, Batman does with his suit's enhancements, except for the fact he does have the greater strength from that. He does have the secret weapons. His suit's a little bit better designed for actual combat than Daredevil's is designed to move and take a few hits. Batman's does that, but because of the arm thing with the thing, he could stab and slash with it and then rip those sticks out of his hand. And he's also designed, again, extra strength, extra hearing, extra sight, extra speed, and an array of extra weapons on his utility belt. And I think that gadget difference is the main difference between them. I thought, Delvin, you really did bring the heat today in a way that I appreciate. I don't like it when people come in here and lay down because they know I'm better. You know I'm better, but that just makes you want to try even harder. And I appreciate you for that. It's not fun otherwise. So finally, yes, Batman does win. I think Batman wins, say, 8 times out of 10, if I was going to go on kind of a thing, because Daredevil does get his butt kicked. Daredevil takes a lot of damage in that show. Batman does take a fair amount as well. He doesn't seem to show it as much as Daredevil does. Batman was trained by the League of Assassins to not show pain, and Daredevil's constantly grimacing and grunting and bleeding out the side of his mouth, and there's not much more I'm going to say about that.
All right. We heard several times about Kingpin versus Bane, but gentlemen, this is not that battle, so save it for another show. Daredevil's edge lies in his agility, his reflexes, his sheer grit. His enhanced senses give him a unique advantage in close quarters, and Batman's edge is preparation, gadgets, and dare I say, psychological warfare. He's got the resources and the brain power to turn the tide in a planned encounter. This was not a planned encounter. This was an improvised encounter. So he has to go with his default tech. He has to go with whichever vehicle he showed up in. We would probably say the Batmobile, maybe. I think a lot of really good points were made. You know, they both have this amazing training. They both have years of experience. They both can really take a whooping. But in the end, Batman does not show the damage. And I think that can wear down on his opponent's his psyche, if you will. And Daredevil, he does have that advantage over Shadow and Darkness and the echolocation. This is, I think, one of the closest matchups I could imagine. It is pound for pound, just two amazing vigilantes at the peak of their performance. And I have to say that by just a nail and a hammer, just by an edge, I've got to give it to Batman on this for tech.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense. You know, I was really trying to hammer on that point. I gave the tech an entire point to itself because I think that's where the argument can be won. Delvin Cox, you brought the heat today. And ultimately, Sam's is just one decision. Yes. I agree with it, but the people at home will have an opportunity to make their voices heard, and we'll get their commentary and what they have to say next week. We're going to call all the Patreon, Facebook, social media comments, Instagram, whatever we can find, and I'm going to talk about this on next week's show, and we're going to actually get the final word from the people. I accept the victory. I accept the victory, but I want to make sure that the people are on board as well.
Yeah.
I thought Sam did a great job with his judging, but I also think it's really important and great that the audience, the Who Would Win audience, can choose who won this battle. And I think this is a very tough one to judge. I wouldn't want to be in Sam's position right now on the Who Would Win audience position, but go out there and vote. If you think Daredevil won the battle, vote for Daredevil. If you think Batman won the battle, vote for Batman. You know, this has been a fun episode regardless.
Delvin, thank you so much for being a part of this and repping Daredevil. Where can people find you if they want to follow you?
You can find me on Blue Sky at Delvin Cox, because I'm Delvin Cox on Blue Sky. You can find me on the Delvin Cox Experience anywhere you get podcasts. You can find me somewhere in brooding in the shadows with Daredevil, and that's about it.
Ray, our Dark Knight advocate, where can people find you?
You can, of course, find me at AlmightyRay316 on the Instagram and Threads. Threads, of course, being the only social media website. I have a Blue Sky, I guess. I also have like a Mastodon, a Hive, and maybe like three others when people thought that was the next big thing. I left that other website, so I don't check that at all. I don't think we're going to have a presence there. And I think I'm very much okay with that. But you can go to patreon.com/whowouldwinshow. Join as a free member. Join for, I don't know, a dollar. Whatever you're feeling like. Support the show, but also to make your voice heard. You can go to the Who Would Win Show Facebook group. And then you can post on there. I see it. I check it every day. That's a way to find me. So do that. There's a lot of places you can reach out and do it. So if you don't do it, it's because you chose not to. And who'd want to live a life like that?
Yeah. Also, you can find me on the Who Would Win Patreon. Come there and just yell at me there. Tell me I'm wrong or tell me I'm right.
I do. I do it all the time.
Literally all the time.
All right. And I've been Sam Proof. You can find me in all the socials as Sam Proof, except TikTok, where I'm Official Sam Proof. If you think you've got what it takes to be a part of Who Would Win Masters, record a 1-minute demo of yourself and send it to whowouldwinshow@gmail.com. Who knows? Maybe the next time you'll be the one in the challenger's chair fighting face to face with Ray or computer screen to computer screen. For Who Would Win Masters, I am Sam Proof. Stay strong.
Months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
Sup everyone, Brian here, host of the TV and Movie Trivia Podcast. It's a trivia-style podcast focusing on TV and movies. Listen in for questions like, what's the name of Michael Scott's screenplay? What do you say to view the Marauder's map? What are Tony Stark's last words to Thanos in Avengers Endgame? And where does Ron Burgundy say he is when he calls the news station sobbing from a phone booth? I've covered The Office, Harry Potter, Marvel, Will Ferrell movies, Lord of the Rings, and more, with even more on the way. So play along to the TV and Movie Trivia Podcast anywhere you get podcasts, and stay tuned for more trivia.
Hey, it's Brent Pope, the host of Breakfast with Brent Pope. You've seen me on some of your favorite TV shows saying things like, "Give it up, Jimmy. You got to sink this putt to win." On Breakfast with Brent Pope, I sit down with guests from the entertainment world and we do it all over breakfast. Or should I say Breakfast? Every week on Breakfast, you get inside Hollywood info and tips, great breakfast recs and booty debates. Most of all, you get the most delightful 30 minutes of your week. So dig in. It's Breakfast time. Listen at Breakfast.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever fine podcasts are found.